Before President Trump took office, the bill South Korea has to share to keep U.S. troops stationed here rarely made the news. But the president has called South Korea and other countries freeloaders, and he's demanding they pay more and more. According to South Korean newspaper the Dongha Ilbo, Washington is still demanding Seoul pay $1.3 billion. That's double what Korea paid last year. Seoul said it refuses to pay any more than a 13% increase. Last year's agreement expired a month ago, and until a new agreement is signed, thousands of South Koreans working here for the U.S. military will remain on unpaid leave. Bruce Harrison, Seoul.